This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, the first hour we were talking about how in England, after this blast in Britain, Ariana Grande's concert, we were told that the jihadist that committed the act of terror, he was sick and tired of Islamophobia. So he just went and blew up as many people as he possibly could. And then for some reason or another, across the United States of America and across the globe, in unison, like I have warned over and over again, they're aligning themselves defending the Muslims. I mean, this is like you can't make it up, right? I mean, you have a mayor of Birmingham who's a Muslim. You have a mayor of Luton who's a Muslim. You have a mayor of Blackburn who's a Muslim. You have a mayor of Sheffield who's a Muslim. You have a mayor of Oxford who's a Muslim. These are all victims, America, that have now taken the reins. I thought they were the victims. Mayor of Rockdale, he's a Muslim. Mayor of London, he said that it's a part of urban life terrorist attacks are. He's a Muslim. Now they have 3,000 mosques in the UK. They have 50 Sharia councils and 130 Sharia courts. They're attempting to do that here in America. Look to Dearborn, Michigan, for your own sakes. Weekly foiled terror attacks, all committed by Muslims in Britain. Multiple attacks in the UK and EU. By the way, you're beginning to see them bleed into America. And tell that is the American people set the standard and the precedent that we will not tolerate this here. But also keep in mind, your representatives in America are working hard, many of them are, to disarm you before them like they did in Britain. Just keep in mind, they can't defend themselves. See, they thought it would never happen to them. No-go areas across the UK, Muslim areas only. Muslim women, 78% do not work and are on free benefits and housing. Muslim men, 63% don't work and are on free benefits and housing. Guess what? And the people of England are paying for their own demise, just like I told you. Because it all comes derived from the scriptures, warning you that your sin is finding you out. They didn't want to listen. They didn't want to listen to France. They didn't want to listen to Germany. And guess what? They have faithfuls that are warning the people there too. But now after the fact, understanding that prevention is better than cure, they didn't learn their lesson. Now the boot's about ready to drop on them, and they're trying to figure out why. Because they were being entertained. They were allured through the lust of the flesh. Read 1 John 2 when you get a moment. In Britain, Muslim families, 6 to 8 kids, they're outbreeding those families in Britain, 2 kids on average. And now all the UK schools are only serving halal meat. And listen to this, just to show you how judgment works, and it shows you the hand of God, and all of this and much, much more, considering there's only 4 million of them out of a 66 million UK population. See, and it's the same thing that's happening in America. Less than 1.7% of the people are being used to upend the rest of us. And the rest of us, good people, as you like to call yourselves, are allowing them to do so in many cases. And I'm not speaking to those doers of the word. I'm speaking to those that are hearers only, deceiving themselves. They do nothing. They are do-nothings. And this is what we're talking about. And then we came over from Britain to Canada to find out that the prime minister there was doing the same thing. He wanted the Muslim communities to know that they're safe and that they're secure and that we love them and we will protect them, said this homosexual sodomite who worships in a mosque in Canada. By the way, many people believe that Canada will be a staging point for an attack on America. Okay, and that's not theory neither. You do your homework. Okay, now regardless of what your favorite conservative radio show host has to say, I'm going to take it to the level, friends, and I'm drawing the line in the sand, and I want to let you know again, I'm not talking to third world countries anymore, friends. I'm talking to you, America. And for some reason, then we jump over to, we jumped over to Germany, to Angela Merkel, who was the person of the year in America, according to Time magazine, and she's declaring that Islam is not the source of terrorism, but the Christians who make Muslims feel angry because of Islamophobia. Are you kidding me? Folks, these people are, they're not only dangerous, but they're truly sick in the mind. And if you want to see what this mindset is, go ahead and back to May of 1945 and look at the Nuremberg trials, because you are dealing with the same mentality. They're not sorry for what they're doing. They're taking orders and they're doing what they're told to do at the cost of everybody else. And the people on prospective countries across the globe are figuring this out after the fact. You better praise God you have whistleblowers, America. And when they're blowing the whistle or blowing the trumpet, it might do yourself a whole lot of good and your posterity and your neighbors and your friends and your family members to take heed to what the Word of God says, because He warns because He loves. And then what we did is we went over into Minneapolis and we found out a mayor there. She wanted to go into a mosque after the attacks in Britain, and she wanted to assure the Muslim communities as she attacks the voice of the American people like the media has been doing for a long time. As she attacks everything American, as she gives way to those that she wants to protect. I mean, is this a little weird? No, to me, it's not. It's totally scripture. And when I read it, I cry out and say, Lord, what do you want me to? And I'm laughing because I'm not going to cry. What do you want me to say to these people that don't have ears to hear and they don't have eyes to see? Well, let's take it another step. Let's bring about resolve. And the way that we do that is to bring about the answers. Because the first hour, I highlighted the crimes of those that call themselves representatives that are working to advance the Muslims in the prospective countries, and that includes the United States of America. And who is actually advocating illegal immigration? It's the leaders that you call leaders, friends. It's those that are not working for your countries or your prospective countries. It's those that are working for a global initiative. That's what this is all about. And you see the communists within stirring this all up, America, in America, stirring it all up. But you've been warned about that for a long time, too. I mean, if you tolerate a Barack Hussein Obama, what won't you tolerate, America? Well, you can only take that for so long before the hammer falls. So how do we bring about a resolve? What do we do? Well, let me tell you, let's honor the office. And this applies to the 53 countries as well. Let's honor the office of which those representatives sit, or so they call themselves. And I'm not talking about good government. I'm talking about criminals that call themselves representatives. Let's honor the office. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, we're going to get to it right when we get back on the other side. It is Memorial Weekend, and you will understand clearly.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela with OperationJerichoProject.com. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. He also reveals evidence of the anti-American, anti-family, and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community. And then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio and Operation Jericho Project in our mission to rescue our children from the government system. And let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want everybody to know that my faith in Christ rests not in what I am, okay, or shall be, or feel, or know, but in what Christ is, and what He has done, and what He's doing now, and what He is again now doing for me. Okay? Because we live unto Him who died for us, and we're right now going to be talking about how to honor the office of those that call themselves representatives in the United States of America. 2 Corinthians 5:15, we live unto Him who died for us. Folks, how do we honor the office? It doesn't matter what country you're in listening right now. This is how you honor the office. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he is efficiently serving the country. It's unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anybody else. Guess who said that? I love quoting past presidents. Theodore Roosevelt. You know, I was doing a radio show right when I first got saved. It was a position that I did not apply for. I'm just responding to it. And I remember having a conversation a couple years after I was on the radio. I used to be on Samuel Communications for 13 years in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And boy, was I listened to. I get to listen to all the big radio mainstream networks capping on me during the week because they were listening on the weekend. Of course. See, facts are stubborn things. By the grace of God, I'm not moving because I'm not taking my doctrine from where you're getting yours from. That's what destroys. Mine gives life more abundantly and heals and provides. And so they took the time to just bash me on a weekly basis. And I love it because it showed the effectiveness of what we were doing and what we are doing. Well, we had, I think, one radio show. And then we broke out into Chicago, and then we broke out into Washington because I wanted to be out on the airwaves concerning where corruption and the seat of corruption was, because we were speaking truth to the power that has been given and delegated by the American people. I wanted them to hear the message. And since then, we went from three radio stations to 16 to 79. And also 53 countries. And the 79 are in the United States of America, and I appreciate every single one of you. I appreciate your trust. I appreciate the listenership. But I remember having a conversation with this radio station manager, by the way, which was removed shortly thereafter. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. We are. By the power of the Holy Ghost. I once had a radio station manager approach me because I was calling out the corruption of the current administration on the air. On a conservative outlet. He said he admitted that he knew that the current president was un-American, reckless, ignorant, dangerous, and even corrupt. And of course I agreed with him. But he went on to say, in his ignorance, he is still the president of the United States, and we need to honor him and his office as such. Oh, my goodness. You want to talk talking about the head speaking and not the heart hearing? This is it right here, friends. I said, honor him as such. This applies to all those in position that represent we the people. I said, you've got to be out of your mind to think that I'm going to honor any individual in any office that steps on the sacrifice of our veterans who ratified the Constitution of the United States with their blood and their sacrifice. Which, by the way, is the same Constitution those in office, irrespective of who they are and where they are, it's the same Constitution those in office were to uphold, not to tear down and recreate. See, when Americans tolerate corruption in government, she dishonors the price that the veterans paid. Let me say that again. When Americans tolerate corruption in your government, you dishonor the price that the veterans paid. Folks, I come from a military family. My grandpa was in World War II or I. My uncles were in World War II. My dad was in Korea picking up body parts. My cousin was killed in Vietnam, Charles. I mean, we have an innumerable amount of young people that are coming back that are being buried in Arlington that nobody knows of because the media is told to stay away from that. They don't want you to see all the young sons and daughters and fathers and mothers and uncles and aunts and neighbors and friends that are dying in war. They don't want you to see that because you might call a halt to it. See, the military-industrial complex needs to make money, friends. And see, the media and corrupt governments in cahoots with them because they all want a payoff. See, they've sold their soul to gain the world. And rest assured, that day is coming soon enough because life is but a vapor while they'll be standing in front of my big brother, bowing the knee. Hebrews 9:27. But we can, if we want to bring about resolve, cause them to bow the knee in this life and not wait for the destruction to take place before they answer to my father and my big brother, the captain of my salvation. Notice the military name. Fellow soldier. I mean, scripture's filled with this, friends. I mean, the modern day professed Christian in America is pathetic. I mean, they stand on the side of the protesters in their silence for the most part. Hey, America. Hey, 53 countries. When you tolerate corruption in government, you dishonor the price that the veterans, your family members, paid. Going to Iraq and Afghanistan, friends, I was in Arlington Cemetery. We go every time we go to D.C., we go to Arlington. I want my boys to see the price paid. There's a plethora. Yard after yard after yards after yards of new graves, fresh graves being dug and laid to rest that you know nothing of from Iraq and Afghanistan, fighting illegal and unconstitutional wars. Some might say, yep, but you let them go, didn't you? You let Congress send them. That's irrelevant. They're doing what they believe is right, and you sent them there and allowed Congress to send them there. Apparently, you thought they were doing the right things, too. But don't talk about the corruption. Talk about the corruption within yourself before you blame others for what you let them do. So, when you tolerate corruption in government, you dishonor the price paid. It's Memorial Weekend. When you tolerate corruption in government, you dishonor the price the veterans paid. You dishonor it. See, and when I am in fact honoring the office of, in America, the president or any other position that people have been delegated power to sit in incumbency, guess what? I'm the one that's honoring the office of the president when I point out that which corrupts the office that they hold. I'm the one honoring it. I'm not honoring it by allowing them to corrupt that office. I'm honoring it by causing them to understand that we will not tolerate them corrupting the office because too many men fought, bled, and died to give them the privilege to be there in the first place. And again, let me go back to the last segment when I want to remind in America the people that you are allowing the ideologies that our veterans fought, bled, and died fighting against. You're allowing them to do today in their positions what our veterans did not let them do. And they sealed their own fate by standing against it, by that which you're tolerating. Hey, folks, listen to me carefully. Listen to me, corruption. Listen to me, devil, in Jesus' name. I will never honor any man or woman in office who disrespects the sacrifice of those who put him or her there. And that applies first to the church. That first applies to the church. Because very few understand that Jesus Christ bled Calvary to redeem mankind. And boy, oh boy, if the church in America would preach Christ crucified and the Son of God, and Him sacrificed to redeem us from all iniquity through His blood, I'll tell you what, it would get us back to the position in which we're supposed to be real quick by the power of the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We'll be right back talking about honoring the office. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, issues, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. In matters of style, swim with the current. In matters of principle, stand like a rock. You know, America, what you should be concerned about, and I speak again to 53 countries, you should think about and you should carry about your concerns is not so much whether God is on our side, but that your greatest concern is that you're on God's side. Because God is always right. And the reason I say that is because of the very topic in which we're talking about even now. Whose side do you think God is on? You think he's on the side of corruption that we need to stand back and tolerate it? Or do you think he's on the side of doing right and exposing it? I mean, what was the cross about? And furthermore, when you look in the spiritual, what was that cross about? The iniquity of mankind was upon his son. And you want to talk about a merciful God that sends his son to die for sinners? Wow, that's pretty cool stuff. Amen? And isn't it interesting when you look in the natural, because again, it's Memorial Weekend, isn't it interesting that you go to veteran memorials and they have those Christian crosses above their heads? The cross is symbolic of standing against evil, friends. I'm crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me. God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ, because he understood the power of God unto salvation, said Paul in the New Testament. We're talking about honoring the office. And I'm sharing the story of when a station manager approached me and said that after I was calling out the corruption of the current administration, And he went on and admitted that, you know, this president is un-American, reckless, ignorant, dangerous, and even corrupt. He wanted me to just go back to sleep, and he wanted me to listen carefully, honor the office regardless, because he's the president of the United States of America. Rather, he's good or evil, right or wrong. Can you believe that? And what I said again back to him is honor him as such or them as such. And I told him, you've got to be out of your mind that you think that I'm going to honor any individual in any office that steps on the sacrifice of our veterans who ratified the Constitution of the United States of America with their blood. And so it is with Scripture, first and foremost. And I went on to respond with honor him as such. I said, I am honoring him. Again, when you tolerate corruption in your governments, you dishonor the price the veterans paid. On the other hand, this is the part the media doesn't like to write about. On the other hand, I will be the first one to stand behind those in office that do honor the veterans and the laws of our republic as put forth in our Constitution. You know, I'm looking for those in representative powers that have been delegated powers by we the people to stack their administration with veterans, because they'll do everything in power to avoid war because they've been there. But you notice those that send your kids to war, they've never been there. Isn't that amazing how that works? Matthew 23, verse 3, when you read it, read it. When you get a moment, read it. Listen again. On the other hand, I will be the first one to stand behind those in office that do honor the veterans and the laws of our republic as put forth in our Constitution. I mean, just think about this. And this is the resolve to America's problem. When you think of World War I and you think of the 116,506 men and women that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution, it puts things into perspective, does it not? I mean, what would you tell those people today, to your grandpa and your grandma, that were in World War I? If you could. Most of them are gone. Easy. Hands down. Hey, we really appreciate your sacrifice, but, you know, we were just told by the media that if we stand up against corruption in government, well, we're just going to be polarized and demonized, and they're going to call us names. I mean, what sort of response do you think you would get from these people from World War One? I can pretty much tell you, you have got to be kidding me. We sacrifice life and limb in our blood, and you're worried because you're afraid that someone might polarize you or demonize you or call you names? You know what I can hear them saying? Magnify the law against their crimes. That's what I can hear them saying, because they're saying that's what we did. Did you know that? Most people didn't know that. See, that's why they read the Constitution and they swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it interesting, too, that when you look at the cross of Jesus Christ, that was a demonstration of God's hatred towards sin, but a love for mankind. And did you know that Jesus came in to magnify the law? As a matter of fact, when you go to Psalm 40, verse 7, it says, "Then said I, Lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yeah, the law is written within my heart. Therefore I preach righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest." Wow. And then when you go to Hebrews 10, you can see the same exact scripture there. Whoa. Everything makes sense when you see part two and read part two, doesn't it? I know many of you pastors out there have misled your congregations that the Old Testament is a thing of the past. Go ahead, abrogate it. Do away with it. You are incorrect, and you have no business preaching the Word of God to anybody. You go to World War II, there was 405,399 men that fought, bled, and died ratifying the... Hey, before you complain about getting up at 8:30 in the morning, why don't you consider what those boys, young boys, 16, 17, 18 years old, did when they went to fight off the Germans when they landed at Utah Beach on June 6, 1944. Before complaining, why don't you stand up and thank God somebody did what they did to give you what you have today? That's what Memorial Weekend's all about. But we're talking about honoring the office. I mean, it's the least that the American people can do is stand up and deal with the corrupt and not just give them a pass and get them out of office, but no, to charge them, to prosecute them, to jail them. I mean, I would think that would be a grateful people. Yeah. Or what about in Korea? You go to Korea, there's 38,574 men that fought, many say, an unconstitutional war, but we're not going to go down that road again. You let Congress do it. Same thing with Vietnam. You know, I was told I was raised as a fatherless child. I was raised under a workaholic, my mother, who spent very little time with me and my brother, and I thank God for Little House on the Prairie. I really sincerely do. Because that was really, truly the only family that I had as a kid. But what's interesting is I was told that my dad picked body parts up out of the water in Korea. Boy, I wonder why they did that. How do you suppose that we would honor them? Well, now again, let's go back to this. So if Korea and Vietnam and Iraq and Afghanistan are unconstitutional wars, I agree with most of it. I agree with what you're saying. Then why did you let corrupt politicians send your kids in the first place? Just think about that one. See, because corruption wasn't dealt with, they worked on the behalf, again, of the military-industrial complex who wanted to make money off the blood of your sons and daughters, and the American people let them do it. But I'll tell you what, the corrupt politicians during Vietnam, you know, like when there was 58,209 men and women that fought, bled, and died, right? Like my cousin Charles, who left California but never came home alive. It's interesting that when they were drafted, they did what they were supposed to do. But it's also interesting to note that the corrupt politicians that sent your kids on a draft, when their kids' draft numbers came up, it's time to end the war, and the war ended. And of course, through much protest, as they were calling Johnson a war criminal, which in fact he is, and he's in hell for it today. Paying the piper. He found out now. Many of these people, friends, are going to find out soon enough that it wasn't worth it. I love it. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Friends, criminals, corrupt, evil. It's time for you to repent. There's mercy for your soul even today. Lose the world and gain your soul. I mean, what do you think the dead in World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam would say about the corruption that Americans are tolerating today? They would be crying out just like I am right now. We fought on foreign soil against the very things that Americans are tolerating today. There's no greater way. And those that live in sin, you're doing the same thing. You're fraternizing with the enemy. You're playing the Judas in the sight of heaven. So don't complain about what you're guilty of. Iraq and Afghanistan. I want to let all of you know, from the Revolutionary War to the Civil War, you can even go back to the War of 1812 if you want to. Everybody that fought off the tyrants, going back to the Revolutionary War, the 13 colonies, the Black Robe Regiment, our founding forefathers that stood in righteousness to establish the branch of David. I want to let you know that I'm living for what you died for. I'm living for what you died for. And I want to let you know, matter of fact, I just had a guy today say to me, Bradley, I love what you preach, man. But, you know, I need to see a little more action. It's like, dude, don't speak out of both sides of your mouth until you know what you're talking about. Is 360 public high schools good enough for you? Broadcasting for the last 16 years, 6 days a week, is that good enough for you? Going out and about every month to some part of our country, is that good enough for you? Preaching to the masses, going to churches and tea parties, television, is that good enough for you?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chasers Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about honor the office and honoring the office and how you do so. Well, you live for them that died for you. 2 Corinthians 5:15. There's freedom nowhere on this globe where someone didn't first sacrifice to give it to another. And that comes through the preacher preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the great liberator of men, my big brother, Jesus Christ, who maketh men free from sin. Matthew 1:21. And America has known for a long time where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's why people from all over the globe want to come to America. That's why people in countries all over the world look to Americans to be that standard once again as they follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. With that, we're also talking about Memorial Day. And I want to just reiterate this point, and we'll finish up honoring the office in a moment. Just in case you thought that Memorial Day was another excuse to get drunk or cook out, why don't you consider all of those wives I'm looking at some right now at Arlington Cemetery with a wife laying on a blanket with her and her husband. It's a picture of her and her husband on that blanket, and she's laying right next to his headstone at Arlington Cemetery with their brand new baby. And he's 6 feet under the ground. And when I do high school assemblies or I speak, do speaking engagements across the United States of America, I continuously ask, who's going to stand up for the fallen families? Who's going to stand up for this woman, his wife? Who's going to stand up for this child? And no matter where I'm at, regardless of who's there or not, I know God is looking. I know He's near. He's nigh unto us. He's forever at my right hand, and I shall not be moved in Jesus' name. I raise my hand and say, Lord, I will. And it's not something that I find within myself that I can do without Him. I just respond because the Lord says in Psalm 94, who is it that will stand up against the workers of iniquity? Because we have the enemy in America now. And so we have these wives and sons and their daughters that will never meet daddy. And I just ask you, America, who's going to stand up for them? Who's going to take care of them here on the home front? They've sacrificed enough. Now it's our turn. So Memorial Day is not about you getting drunk, you hanging out with all your buddies, in forgetfulness of those that this is in honor of. This Memorial Day weekend where we honor, and by the way, it's not one day out of the year for me. It's every day of my life. By the grace of God, more and more. Lord, I said, by the grace of God, more and more, that we might get stronger as we decrease and you increase, and you empower us to do thy will, O God, on the behalf of these who lost their loved ones on the battlefield. Right or wrong, they did the right thing because they believed they were doing the right thing. And I stand behind that with every single one of them. I honor every single one of them that did the right thing. I got a picture of a woman after, this is during the Iraqi war, which was completely out of nowhere. But it was a picture of a woman, her husband got killed in Iraq, and she wanted to spend one more night with her husband that got killed over in Iraq, and she set up camp right in front of his casket. And there was a guard that stood guard all night watching over his wife. What happened, America? Where is this where we look out for each other stuff? Where is it that we love each other enough that we stand up and we do the right thing? Where is it that we've lost our conscience? And it's not me. I'm speaking for those that have. Where is it that you lost your conscience besides being allured away from the cross? Do you want America's resolve to the issues at hand? Go to Arlington Cemetery. Go to a veteran memorial. Because then you'll understand what in the spiritual Christ did for us on the cross. And I want to tell you what it teaches us. If you go to the tomb of the unknown, it teaches us what not to tolerate. I've shared the story that when we were in Arlington Cemetery in Washington, D.C., interestingly enough, I remember seeing a kid walk on the grass, and that lasted for about two steps. Because of the honor that showed to the fallen. You go up to the tomb of the unknown. If you chew gum, talk out of turn, that tomb of the tomb guard, he will turn and rebuke you and tell you to correct yourself or remove yourself. They will not tolerate the least disrespects in any sense of the word concerning the fallen. That's how we need. That's what an American is right there. We're the light bearers. We're supposed to be the examples. As we not look to ourselves, but as we look to the Christ. So let the cross, this Memorial Day, teach you what not to tolerate, because what we're talking about is honoring the office. And honoring the office does not roll over in the face of tyranny in your backyard or overseas. It's time that we fear God and not fear the enemy, because once we get back to who we are in Christ, I'll tell you what, your enemy is going to, he's not going to be able to get out of town fast enough. And that includes corruption in government. To teach them the lesson, we will not tolerate the least of infractions concerning the laws in which our veterans fought, bled, and died, magnifying against tyrants overseas. Now it's our turn within our borders, America. Again, if anything, honoring the office and seeing the sacrifice of the fallen, it shows you what not to tolerate in office, rather than allowing their bloodshed to be trampled upon. No way. Read Hebrews 10:26 when you get a moment. So the way to honor the office concerning any office where they represent we the people is to bring in impeachment and civil charges for their crimes against the American people. That's how you say thank you to the fallen. Because justice is the guardian of liberty. And this is the message we give all across the country. And it's absolutely amazing to me how people put two and two together in an hour and a half speech. I never thought of it that way. Nope. This used to be the message in the churches. This used to be the message in public schools. And when you pull away that sacrifice, folks, the media does not want you to see the price paid for your sacrifices. They want to entertain you this weekend. And they will, if you let them. And remember, tame derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. Be a partakers of life, not a spectator. My first message ever, when I first got saved 20-some years ago, was, it's got to suck to be a spectator. It does. Be a partaker. Not only the afflictions of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but also of the power of Jesus Christ. Because once you get a little taste and see that the Lord is good, you'll never go the other direction. So again, let's end the show with this. It's Memorial Weekend. Let's do that which is right before God. He loved us first. Remember, we love Him because He first loved us. He's already showed us His love for us through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. Now let's rise up and do what He commands in love back towards our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. And Lord, I mean it. And let's stand up for the wives and the sons and the daughters that have fallen. Let's stand up for our veterans that did make it home. They are as honorable in so many different ways. And I don't care what war you've been a part of. I want to tell you something, brother or sister. You are the reason I'm on the radio today. You are the reason I do what I do, what my family does, in the natural. But I got to bring it back to my big brother, the captain of my salvation. He is the reason I'm here on the radio today to give you the message that it's time to start loving back. Instead of God bless America, God has blessed America. It's now time, America, that we bless God. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, you have an awesome Memorial Day. Don't you dare walk by a veteran without turning, shaking his hand, and telling him from your heart and with your actions how thankful you really are. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.